welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hello, everybody. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。This is Cecilia.
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
谢谢，我们来做一个快问快答吧。You ready?
Yeah, bring it on, 来吧。
鸡腿还是鸡翅？
整鸡。
选手不可以自行改题的啊。火锅还是香菜？
香菜。
百事可乐还是可口可乐？
香菜。
你这个吃货是永远的香菜魂是不是？
Yeah, tell me about it. 没有比香菜更好吃的东西了，香菜 YYDS。
那我选火锅啊。不过百事可乐和可口可乐就真的无所谓了吗？
也不是啊，香菜配上一杯冰冰的快乐肥宅水绝对是没谁了。 But Pepsi and Coco?Well, I really don't have a favorite. Pepsi is a bit sweeter, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay, 那收听我们节目的同学啊，你是百事党还是可口党呢？欢迎在评论区告诉我们啊。
那说到可乐啊，它的英文表达大家一定不会陌生了。Coke, C-O-K-E. Would you like some Coke? 来点可乐吗？
不过 Coke 这个单词呢，它也不仅仅是指可乐啊。
Coke is also a solid black substance that is produced from coal and is burned as a fuel,
表示焦炭的意思。
对，所以有这样一个表达啊， go and eat Coke. 很多同学每次看到就很奇怪，为什么叫我吃可乐呢？不是 drink 吗？其实这里的 coke 指的是焦炭的意思。
Yes, go and eat coke is actually a disrespectful expression of scorn or disdain. It means get lost, 就是叫人家滚开。But it's pretty outdated. 这个表达还是蛮过时的啊，大家了解意思就好了。
Yes, 说回可乐啊， There is nothing better than fried chicken and coke in a Sunday afternoon. 没有什么比在周末的下午来一顿炸鸡配快乐肥宅水更快乐的事情了。
确实是没有啊。那除了快乐肥宅水，其实我们日常生活当中常见的其他饮料呢，很多同学也不知道他们的英文表达。那今天呢，我们就来一起学习一下吧。我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
那我们首先学习一下饮料这个词， beverage, B-E-V-E-R-A-G-E.
Yes, beverage. Beverage means any type of drink except water, 就是指除了水以外的任何饮料。When you are really, really thirsty, the first sip of any beverage is sheer bliss. 当你非常非常渴的时候啊，任何饮料的第一口绝对是超级幸福的。
Yeah, 那还有部分同学会分不清楚 drinks 和 beverages. 那 drink 大家比较熟悉的其实是表示喝 drink water, 喝水 drink coffee, 喝咖啡。
Yes, but drink can also be used as a noun. It means a liquid for drinking. 就也可以表示说饮料的意思，跟 beverage 其实是一样的。那如果是不含酒精的那种啊，我们一般会说 soft drinks.
Yeah, and drinkcan also mean alcohol or an alcoholic drink, 就表示酒啊，酒精饮料啊。
Yes, for example, the drinks are on me, 酒钱我来付吧。Or they went for a drink, 他们去喝酒了。
Right, 所以总结一下啊， drink 做名词的时候呢，跟 beverage 意思差不多。So they're interchangeable in most cases, 大多数情况下都是可以互换的。
没错，不过口语里面其实好像还是说 drinks 会多一点，对不对？But anyway, just use whatever you like.
Right.So Blair, what's your favorite beverage? 你最喜欢什么样的饮料啊？
Well, I'd say juice. Orange juice in particular. 最爱的还是橙汁吧。
Yeah, everybody likes juice. Juice, 它就表示果汁。那想要更具体一点呢，我们可以在前面加上水果就好了。Orange juice, 橙汁 apple juice, 苹果汁。
Right, juice, 它是名词啊，它的形容词形式大家也一定不陌生。把一去掉，后面加上 y 就可以了。Juicy.
没错，形容词也很好理解。It means something containing a lot of juice and good to eat. 多汁的，汁也丰富的。Like, I love a sweet, juicy peach in summer. 我最爱夏天甜甜多汁的桃子。
听着就很好吃啊。 And it's not just for fruit, actually. 其实 juicy 啊，我们说形容多汁，用在牛排上比较常见，对不对？ So you may probably have heard of this a lot. The steak was tender and juicy. 那块牛排呀，鲜嫩多汁的。
I am getting really hungry now. Can we have a steak after work?
You got this.不过说到 juicy 啊，除了用来形容口感 ，it can also mean that something interesting because you find it shocking or exciting， 就表示生动、有趣的、比较刺激的。一般我们聊八卦的时候会这么说啊。
Yes, for example, Blair, do you know that January has a secret lover?
Really?Wow, juicy!
January 可能自己都不知道啊。不过这个 juicy 呢，就很好地表示出了这种刺激的感觉。我们说这个词的时候呢，语气也是要带一点坏笑的，对不对？Wow, juicy!
Yes. Okay, so Sissy, what's your favorite drink?
Well, consider juices taken. I'm gonna go with coffee.I do need to drink a cup of coffee every morning to get the boost I need for the rest of the day.
Yeah, coffee 这个词就不需要赘述了啊，大家都知道咖啡。不过很多同学呢会跟 cafe 这个单词啊搞混。
Yeah, cafe 字母 E 上带一个小撇。It's a place where you can buy drinks and simple meals. Alcohol is not usually served in British or American cafes. 就表示咖啡馆、小餐馆、供应饮料和便餐，在英美国家通常不供应酒精制品。
Exactly. So cafe is where you can have coffee. Cafe 就相当于 coffee house.
That's right.哎，说到饮料就不能忘记可乐它的好 CP 雪碧哈。那雪碧的英文是不是很多同学都没有留意过啊？
雪碧的英文啊 ，Sprite, S-P-R-I-T-E, Sprite 这个单词呢，它原意是指小仙子、小精灵或者说小妖精，现在多用来就是表示雪碧了啊。Like I drink a can of Sprite almost every day. 我几乎啊每天都要喝一罐雪碧。
那雪碧、可乐都属于碳酸饮料。这个碳酸饮料呢，英文表达就是 carbonated drink.
Yes, carbonated. Carbonated drinks are drinks that contain small bubbles of carbon dioxide. 含二氧化碳的饮料 carbon dioxide, 二氧化碳。
Yes, or we can simply just say soda.Soda is a sweet carbonated drink, 也就是我们说的汽水、苏打水、碳酸饮料。
Yes, for example, if you hold a party, you usually prepare alcohol drinks for adults and sodas for children.
那除了碳酸饮料，现在很流行的气泡水也是带气的。那这个气泡水呢，英文我们就可以用 sparkling water 来表示。
Yes, sparkling water. Sparkling means something containing bubbles of gas, 表示带气的、带泡的。
那 sparkling 这个单词它的含义还是蛮多的。It can also be used to mean that something is shining and flashing with light, 闪烁的、闪耀的。
对，比如我们说小孩子眼睛忽闪忽闪的、亮晶晶的，就可以用这个词啊 ,sparkling eyes.
Yes, and if we say that someone or something is sparkling,They're interesting and amusing, 就可以翻译为妙趣横生的、风趣幽默的。
Yes, like a sparkling conversation, 妙趣横生的一段对话。A sparkling personality, 一个幽默风趣的人。
Right, okay, I think we've covered enough of the drinks, right? Now I need some real food. Let's go get the steak.
No problem. So today we've talked about different drinks that are pretty common in our daily life. Which one is your favorite? Please tell us in the comment section.
那我们今天的节目就到这里了。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Blair.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。